With the least of these, the outcasts, those including tax collectors, prostitutes, lepers, blasphemers, and many, many more. Jesus loved those on the margins. Now take a second and look around at your life and think about who are those on the margins around you. We, the people of St. Mark's and the world around us, interact daily with the homeless, the addicts, the immigrants, the refugees, those who identify LGBTQA, and the disabled. This is just to name a few. We consistently interact with people who are viewed as being on the outside of societal norms and outside the centers of power. A couple weeks ago, as I was walking to the grocery store, there was a man sitting on the step with a bicycle. This gentleman kindly asked me for a cigarette. Since I had just run out and was going to the store to pick up a pack, I simply asked him if he could wait while I go buy another pack. This gentleman responded to me, "Yes, sir, I can wait." Little did I know that I was about to share a little bit of life with this gentleman. When I returned with a new pack to share with him, he thanked me. I expected that was going to be the last of our conversation. As I handed him a couple cigarettes, to which I had promised him, I asked him his name and how he was doing. His response was simple yet profound. This gentleman introduced himself. Today we shall call him Kevin. Now, Kevin had told me that he had just finished a 3-year stint in the federal penitentiary. He confessed to me that he was having a rough time getting back on his feet and that he was looking for a job. I spent the next hour talking with Kevin. Kevin, while in the grips of active addiction, decided to turn to burglary to provide for himself and to purchase his drug of choice. While in prison, Kevin read scripture, got his act together, and was ready to face the world once again. As our conversation went on, Kevin started sharing more and more about his life in a vulnerable way. I heard about heartbreak, lost time, how addiction has ruined his life, and how he was recovering. Towards the end of our conversation, I asked Kevin if he would like some prayer for the journey he was embarking on in his new life. Kevin then invited me to sit on the steps with him. I prayed for his safety and peace during the difficult times ahead. At the end of the prayer, Kevin was in tears. I asked him what was wrong. Kevin's response to me was one that I will never forget. His response was, "Eric, I want to thank you for seeing me as a human being and not a product of my past." As Kevin and I parted ways, I was reminded of a verse that had shaped my life just 3 years ago. That verse is 1 Timothy 1:12 through 14, which states, "I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, who has judged me faithful, and appointed me to his service, Even though I once was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. So as I left, I reassured Kevin that God's grace is graceful and merciful, and he is a protector who does not care about your past because you have been forgiven through Christ Jesus. And Jesus will walk with you, as he states in Matthew, until the end of our days. On my walk home, I asked myself, is this what Jesus meant by go therefore and make disciples of all men? Is this what commission ministry truly is? To be sent out into the world so as to serve God's purpose in this world by meeting people as they are. I started wondering, how could I, a recovering drug addict who has done things that I have a hard time forgiving myself for, how could I be commissioned to share life with others in the name of our loving Savior, Christ Jesus? Then I remembered the two greatest commandments, which are, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. We may have times in our lives that make us feel terrible, unusable for ministry, such as mental difficulties, past traumas, being fallible, and my personal favorite, not being religious enough. Self-doubt can easily destroy our thoughts. But in our passage for today, we are reminded that we are commissioned to share life and love our neighbors the way that Christ loved us. Some of the many misconceptions that we have are, we need to be sent to a faraway land. We need to be in the heart of a traumatic event. That we need to be ordained in order to be commissioned. The truth is that being commissioned looks differently for every single one of us. We are commissioned to be the hands and feet walking through the streets in the love of Christ Jesus. And we must remember that Christ Jesus will be with us until the end of our time. There is nothing that we have done that is not covered by the beautiful, magnificent, incomparable grace that we have received. So I ask you this, why is it that we hide our calling in life, the calling to show love to all? Is it that we are afraid to step into the unknown? Are we afraid to step outside of our comfortable social circles? Is it that we are afraid to leave comfortable paradises that we have built for ourselves? On my first day here at St. Mark's, not knowing what the dress code was, I showed up wearing shorts that prominently displayed my tattoo in Hebrew. When I met Bart, the first thing that he said to me was, "What does your tattoo say?" To which I responded that it is Micah 6:8. "What is it that the Lord requires of you but to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with the Lord your God?" With a big smile, Bart looked at me and said, "This is our church's favorite verse. It's kind of like our motto here. Here, it's even on our coffee mugs. Take this one." For the past 11 months, this coffee mug has sat in my cupboard, waiting for my morning tea. It intrigued me deeply that this church lives into the philosophy that I aspire to live out, which is loving your neighbors as who they are and loving them no matter where they have come from. Over my last year here at St. Mark's, I have witnessed this in so many different ways. From having a committee specifically designated to social justice issues, to having wonderful community engagement ideas, and not just having the ideas, but pursuing them through to fulfillment. I have witnessed the love we show our neighbors at Fourth Wednesday suppers, our food pantry for those who are experiencing food emergencies, our hosting of social justice forums, and showing radical hospitality to those who are on the margins in need. My personal belief is that no matter who you are, no matter what your past, you are my neighbor, and I will love you for who you are, because Christ has loved me and has forgiven me of my ignorance by showing me abundant grace. Because of this, I too will always show you abundant grace and love in return. Remember that Christ loves you, and so do
we.
To you, the community of St. Mark's, I would like to personally thank you for supporting me in my endeavors, standing by my side as I come up with new ideas, such as the Black Lives Matter sign in front of our church, to the free community pantry that now sits on 3rd Street and is feeding our friends who are in need of food but cannot get a food box at this time, to the 4th Saturday movie nights, including last night, where in the middle of a monsoon, we had people walking a quarter of a mile through the rain just to share life with people and eat some EGs, have some popcorn, and watch a wonderful movie. To marching with me at Dakota Access Pipeline protests, to marching together at the National Women's March on Washington, to the very fun blessing of the bikes at Cyclovia, and so much more. You have been a blessing to me in ways that I did not know were possible. When people ask me about St. Mark's, my response is, and will always be, St. Mark's is the church and the church community that I never knew I needed in this season of my life. So I say to you now, go now into this world, love abundantly, walk humbly, and show grace to all, no matter who they are or what their past is. May you, the people, and the community of St. Mark's be the hands and feet of Christ Jesus, as we all have been commissioned to do, being confident in the fact that God's presence goes with you until the end of days. May it be so.
Amen. Don't forget your mug.